LAKELAND, a months-long investigation that began in mid-2024 and spanned from Cold Lake to St. Paul has resulted in the seizure of illegal drugs, currency and weapons. Three people have also been charged by RCMP. RCMP from various areas worked together on the investigation, according to information released by police on January 27. With the assistance of the Alberta Law Enforcement Response Team, ALERT, in both Edmonton and Lloydminster, investigators eventually became aware of a network of illegal drug flow through much of the Lakeland area spanning from Cold Lake to St. Paul. Cold Lake GIS engaged in an extensive investigation into this network, which led to two search warrants being executed, according to RCMP. On January 22, with help from RCMP Eastern Alberta District's Crime Reduction Unit and General Investigation Section, Police Dog Services, and members of the St. Paul, Elk Point, and Lac La Biche RCMP detachments, Cold Lake GIS executed a search warrant on a residence within the town of St. Paul, and another in the county of St. Paul. Three people were arrested and taken into custody as a result of these search warrants, according to RCMP. Police reportedly located about 620 grams of suspected methamphetamine, 464 grams of suspected cocaine, large quantities of prescription pills, over 1,000 grams of illegal cannabis, over $10,000 in Canadian currency, four firearms, body armor, and other items that are consistent in the drug trafficking trade. Police also report locating stolen property, including two snowmobiles and a trailer. Cooperation between police agencies, units, and detachments was essential in the successful conclusion of this investigation. Drug trafficking networks have no borders and require a collaborative effort to disrupt and dismantle. It is believed that these drug seizures will have a significant effect on the town of St. Paul and the entire Lakeland area, said Corporal Ben Burgess of Cold Lake GIS. Charges: Ignatius Rumbolt, 73, a resident of St. Paul, has been charged with several offenses, and was denied bail during a judicial interim hearing. Rumbolt's next court appearance will be January 30 in St. Paul, Alberta Court of Justice. Rumbolt was charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking a controlled substance, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, possession of a restricted firearm with ammo while not being the holder of a license, tampering with the serial number of a firearm and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. Rumbolt was also subject to a conditional sentence order in relation to previous charges which it is alleged he was in breach of, according to RCMP. Thomas Hinch, 40, a resident of Stettler, and Cheyenne Mills, 21, a resident of Drumheller, have been charged with offenses also, including trafficking a controlled substance, possession for the purpose of trafficking, unauthorized possession of a firearm, and more. Hinch was released by a justice of the peace with conditions to appear in St. Paul Court on February 6. Mills was denied bail and remain in custody until her next court appearance on January 30, in St. Paul. The Cold Lake RCMP is seeking the public's assistance in identifying the location of, or sightings of any suspicious criminal activity in the area. Anyone with helpful information is asked to please contact the Cold Lake RCMP at 780-594-3301 or your local police. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8377. Tips, online at www.p3tips.com or by using the P3 Tips app available through the Apple App or Google Play Store.